In the metastatic setting, when you sort of look at the data and sort of swirl around in your head, because I know it's not perfect data, how do you put together the efficacy of ABI-007, docetaxel, and paclitaxel, let's say in a patient who's never had taxanes?
Well, I think the paclitaxel is at the bottom, and then we have the ABI-007 and docetaxel, and there's really no head-to-head comparison. You can do indirect comparisons. There was a survival advantage with docetaxel as compared to paclitaxel, and we haven't seen that yet with the ABI-007, and I think that's an important difference. It'd be of interest to see a direct comparison. How these are going to sort out, we'll have to see.
Right now, again, in a patient in the metastatic setting who's never had a taxane, how would you sort of decide between those three agents?
Well, I think it would be a matter of toxicity. I have been tending to try to put patients on clinical trials, of course. I think that realistically, it would kind of boil down to ABI-007. If you're going to give paclitaxel, probably the weekly schedule would be more tolerable, or docetaxel every 3 weeks is a reasonable treatment. I think that it will be a matter of discussing with the patient. I guess my thoughts would be on a younger patient, either docetaxel or the ABI-007. In an older patient, I have tended to use a weekly paclitaxel because it's less toxic, but that is also a patient in which the ABI-007 could be considered.